How Work Affects Your Benefits, SSA Publication Number 05-10069, January 2010. The contents of this audio publication are Introduction. How much can you earn and still get benefits? Your earnings and your benefits, how much will you get? What income counts, and when do we count it? Special rules for the first year you retire. Should you report changes in your earnings? Will you receive higher monthly benefits later if benefits are withheld because of work? Are there other ways that work can increase your benefits? Contacting Social Security. Introduction. You can get Social Security retirement or survivor's benefits and work at the same time. Under the law, your benefits could be reduced if you earn more than your certain amounts. However, these earnings may lead to an increase in benefits later on. This leaflet explains what counts as earnings and how to report earnings to Social Security. It also explains a special rule that usually applies to the first year you begin getting Social Security benefits. Note, a different set of rules applies to people receiving Social Security disability benefits or supplemental security income, SSI payments. These people should report all earnings to Social Security. Also, different rules apply to most work done outside the United States. Contact Social Security if you are working or plan to work outside the country. How much can you earn and still get benefits? If you were born January 2, 1942 through January 1, 1943, your full retirement age for retirement insurance benefits is 65 years and 10 months. If you were born January 2, 1943 through January 1, 1955, then your full retirement age is 66. If you work and are full retirement age or older, you may keep all of your benefits, no matter how much you earn. If you are younger than full retirement age, there is a limit to how much you can earn and still receive full Social Security benefits. If you are younger than full retirement age during all of 2010, we must deduct $1 from your benefits for each $2 you earned above $14,160. If you reach full retirement age during 2010, we must deduct $1 from your benefits for each $3 you earn above $37,680 until the month you reach full retirement age. These examples show how the rules would affect you. Let us say that you begin receiving Social Security benefits at age 62 in January 2010, and your payment is $600 per month. That's $7,200 for the year. During the year, you work and earn $20,480, $6,320 above the $14,160 limit. We would withhold $3,160 of your Social Security benefits, $1 for every $2 you earn over the limit. To do this, we would withhold all benefit payments from January 2010 to June 2010. Beginning in July 2010, you would receive your $600 benefit, and this amount would be paid to you each month for the remainder of the year. In January 2011, we will pay you the additional $440 we withheld in June 2010. Or let's say you were not yet full retirement age at the beginning of the year, but reach it in November 2010. You earn $39,000 in the 10 months from January through October. During this period, we would withhold $440, $1 for every $3 you earn above the $37,680 limit. To do this, we would withhold your first check of the year. Beginning in February 2010, you will receive your $600 benefit, and this amount will be paid to you each month for the remainder of the year. We would pay you the remaining $160 in January 2011. Your earnings and your benefits. How much will you get? The following gives you an idea of how much you will receive in Social Security benefits for the year 2010 based on your monthly benefits and estimated earnings. For people younger than full retirement age for the whole year, if your monthly Social Security benefit is $700 and you earn $14,160 or less, you will receive yearly benefits of $8,400. If your monthly Social Security benefit is $700 and you earn $15,000, you will receive yearly benefits of $7,980. If your monthly Social Security benefit is $700 and you earn $20,000, you will receive yearly benefits of $5,480. If your monthly Social Security benefit is $900 and you earn $14,160 or less, you will receive yearly benefits of $10,800. If your monthly Social Security benefit is $900 and you earn $15,000, you will receive yearly benefits of $10,380. If your monthly Social Security benefit is $900 and you earn $20,000, you will receive yearly benefits of $7,880. If your monthly Social Security benefit is $1,100 and you earn $14,160 or less, you will receive yearly benefits of $13,200. If your monthly Social Security benefit is $1,100 and you earn $15,000, you will receive yearly benefits of $12,780. If your monthly Social Security benefit is $1,100 and you earn $20,000, you will receive yearly benefits of $10,280. What income counts and when do we count it? If you work for someone else, only your wages count towards Social Security earnings limits. If you are self-employed, we count only your net earnings from your self-employment. We do not count income such as other government benefits, investment earnings, interest, pensions, annuities, and capital gains. If you work for wages, income counts when it is earned, not when it is paid. If you have income that you earned in 1 year, but the payment was made in the following year, it should not be counted as earnings for the year you receive it. Some examples are accumulated sick or vacation pay and bonuses. If you are self-employed, income counts when you receive it, not when you earn it, unless it is paid in a year after you become entitled to Social Security and earned before you became entitled. Special rules for the first year you retire. Sometimes people who retire in mid-year already have earned more than the yearly earnings limit. That is why there is a special rule that applies to earnings for 1 year, usually the first year of retirement. Under this rule, you can get a full Social Security check for any whole month you are retired, regardless of your yearly earnings. In 2010, a person under full retirement age for the entire year is considered retired if monthly earnings are $1,180 or less. For example, John Smith retires at age 62 on October 30th, 2010. He will make $45,000 through October. He takes a part-time job beginning in November, earning $500 per month. Although his earnings for the year substantially exceed the 2010 annual limit, $14,160, he will receive a Social Security payment for November and December. This is because his earnings in those months are $1,180 or less, the monthly limit for people younger than full retirement age. If Mr. Smith earns more than $1,180 in either of those months, November or December, he will not receive a benefit for that month. Beginning in 2011, only the yearly limits will apply to him. Also, if you're self-employed, we consider how much work you do in your business to determine whether you are retired. One way is by looking at the amount of time that you spend working. In general, if you work more than 45 hours a month in self-employment, then you are not retired. If you work less than 15 hours a month, you are retired. If you work between 15 and 45 hours a month, you will not be considered retired if it is in a job that requires a lot of skill or you are managing a sizable business. Should you report changes in your earnings? We adjust the amount of your Social Security benefits in 2010 based on what you told us you would earn this year. If you think your earnings for 2010 will be different than what you originally told us, let us know right away. If other family members get benefits based on your work, your earnings after you start getting retirement benefits could reduce their benefits too. However, if your spouse and children get benefits as family members, their earnings affect only their own benefits. If you need help in figuring your earnings, contact us. When you call, have your Social Security number handy. Will you receive higher monthly benefits later if benefits are withheld because of work? Yes. If some of your retirement benefits are withheld because of your earnings, your benefits will be increased starting at your full retirement age to take into account those months in which benefits are withheld. As an example, let us say your claim retirement benefits upon turning 62 in 2007 and your payment is $750 per month. Then you return to work and have 12 months of benefits withheld. We would recalculate your benefit at full retirement age of 66 and pay you $800 a month in today's dollars. Or maybe you earn so much between the ages of 62 and 66 that all benefits in those years are withheld. In that case, we would pay you $1,000 a month starting at 66. Are there other ways that work can increase your benefits? Yes. Each year we receive the records for all Social Security recipients who work. If your latest year of earnings turns out to be one of your highest years, we refigure your benefits and pay you any increase due. This is an automatic process and benefits are paid in December of the following year. For example, in December 2010, you should get an increase for your 2009 earnings if those earnings raised your benefit. The increase would be retroactive to January 2010. Contacting Social Security. Our website is a valuable resource for information about all Social Security's programs. There are a number of things you can do online. In addition to using our website, you can call us toll-free at 1-800-772-1213. We can answer specific questions from 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. Monday through Friday. We can provide information by automated phone service 24 hours a day. You can use our automated response system to tell us a new address or request a replacement Medicare card. If you are deaf or hard of hearing, you may call our TTY number 1-800-325-0778. We treat all calls confidentially. We also want to make sure you receive accurate and courteous service. That is why we have a second Social Security representative monitor some telephone calls.